Anyone who wants to be added to the WhatsApp group, put your information in the chat on Zoom, and I'll add you. I need your phone number.
Okay. The Zechanish was having married the Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas. The Zechanish was the Neil Hashem of Yeshua Fallot. Okay. So we welcome everyone to begin. We're going to be in Yonei Hilchas covered the Onik Shabbos, starting with Kiddush.
And
why not start with Halakhas Neiros? You're right. Okay. But that's what we're doing. you're right. I have online already a whole series of Shiurim on Halakhas Neiros. So it's there. So you're right. We could start, but it's with already a previous Gilgal, which is online. So you can get it there. But you're right. There's no end to covered Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. It's Nachla B'li Mitzorim. You know. Okay, so let's begin with the Gemara Bava Basra and Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, the Omer Rava, Socher Adam Eshkol Shal Anovim V'Omer Olav Kiddush Hayom. So a person could take grapes, he could squeeze the grapes, and at Erev Shabbos, right. As Rabbi Alter pointed out, obviously you can't do it on Shabbos, because if he does that on Shabbos, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. You should know, one of the common shilas that I get often is nursing mothers on Shabbos, of how to express milk on Shabbos in a proper halachic way. Is one of the common shilas that I get. Because you're not allowed to squeeze so to express milk on Shabbos, to take a manual pump on Shabbos to express milk is an Issa D'Oraisa, unless you throw the milk away. And so a lot of times women are want to, you know, need the milk and they don't want to throw it away. So if you do it with the manual pump, you're doing a Maisa B'Yadayim. So if you do a Maisa B'Yadayim, so that's an Issa D'Oraisa to be soched on Shabbos and to use the liquid. So if one would go ahead and take a grape on Shabbos and squeeze it to make the wine, the grape juice, that would be an Issa D'Oraisa. So soched, as Rabbi Alter pointed out, soched adam eshkol shel anovim means that on Erev Shabbos or sometime before Shabbos he did that. V'omer lav kiddush hayom. Parenthetically, what do I tell women who want to keep the milk? I tell them to do it derech grama, which would mean that they would have to get a pump that's an electric pump that could go on with a timer, and they would have to fasten it to their body and use a nursing bra so they could relinquish their hands, and then the clock would have it go on sometime in the future, as long as it's not going on right away. So that, according to some poskim, the Maram Shik, that's called grama, because you're doing something now and nothing is happening right now, even if it's a minute later, even if it's 10 seconds later. Well, it's certainly a minute later would be considered grama, and not everyone has different definitions of what's grama. Rav Soloveitchik is of the opinion if you have an apparatus set up already, that wouldn't be considered grama, but I don't follow that opinion. I follow the opinion of the Maram Shik that says that as long as when you do something, nothing is happening right now. In other words, so you set up a system, say the woman puts on the pump on her body, and she has to relinquish her hands. So normally if she's going to put it on her body, she's going to relinquish her hands, it just fall down. But it's fastened on with a nursing bra, etc. So she can relinquish her hands, and then it's put on a Shabbos clock, so it'll go on in the future, it won't go on right now, but in a minute in the future. And so I'm following the sheet of the Maram Shik, I allow them to use that milk. If you had a goy in the house, then you could do it with a goy. But this is a very popular question that comes up in nursing, and this comes up all the time because people very often are nursing, and a lot of people don't want to use formula and all these things. So that's the mahalach I use. I'm not saying that the different shitas of what's called grama, but if you hold like the truva of the Maram Shik, that as long as nothing is happening right now, that's considered grama. Rav Soloveitchik has a different, the more chamer definition of grama, that if the system is already in place now, even though nothing's happening now, that wouldn't be considered grama. Like if you move the Shabbos clock to go on, it's supposed to come on 11 in the morning, you want to go on to 10 in the morning. So you just, according to Maram Shik, like Rav Leib pointed out, you move it, it's not a problem. I mean, it's grama. Grama could still be a nisr derabanan. So, but in makom for the child, it's it's a makom choli. So we can be mad to that. But Rav Soloveitchik is of the opinion that if you have the system set up already, and even though nothing is happening now, that could be potential nisr deraisa. But I follow the sheet of the Maram Shik, that as long as when you're doing the action, no malacha is happening now whatsoever, that would still be considered grama, and that would knock it down to at least the Rabbanan, and then some of the Rabbanans are going to be mutter, like, for example, the Tzorach of the Tinok, etc. Okay, so this is the... So that's... Well, I said all this thing because of Rabbi Alter's comment. Because really this has nothing to do with this topic of Kiddush, but still it's important to realize that Sochet Adam Eshkol Shalanovim means that you did it before Shabbos, like Rabbi Alter put that.
This is also if you're stuck before Shabbos, you run out of wine somewhere, you go to the local supermarket, get some grapes, squeeze them, and make it a
Yeah. So can Adam Eshkol Shalanovim over will of Kiddush Hayom. So what's the Kiddush over here? The Kiddush is it didn't ferment yet. Obviously, it didn't ferment. So basically, this would be called, grape juice, Mitzanovim. In the Hasidic circles, my friend Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman of Satmar. I always go visit him on Chol HaMoed, Sukkos of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So he, amongst other people who, some people for Pesach don't use anything manufactured, right? There are people like that. Everything is homemade. So Rav Gutman, homemade means even his wine is homemade. So he makes his own wine, and they call it the must. They He does it in his tub or whatever. They have the grapes and he gives it to me. When I come Chol HaMoed, he serves it. That's one of the drinks that he serves at the Chol HaMoed.
How does it taste?
It's like grape juice. But now I'm on a sugar-free diet, so I haven't been taking that recently.
It's not for me.
Yes, unfermented. I mean, you won't get sugar from that. So the chiddush over here is that even something that's not fermented, is still kosher for the for kiddush. Still kosher for kiddush. And the question is. Is this a din l'chatchila, or should you really not? In other words, it's omer of kiddush hayom. So pashus means it sounds like it's even l'chatchila. Socher adam eshkol shalanovim for omer of kiddush hayom. Is there a svara to say that it's not l'chatchila? In other words. So, if you take a look, you see if it's in this packet, maybe it's in the next packet, that there could be a svara to say that it's that lechatchila really, we'll see in a future packet, that maybe lechatchila it should be something that that it should really be fermented, and therefore it should be meshaker. You know, to say kiddush. In fact, if you take a look in the Gemara on page 2, that's Gemara Brachas and Lamed Heyam and Beis. He says Chutz Min Hayayim. In other words, the Mishnah says in Brachas that I'll Per se ilon, you make a bar per eitz, but yayin is chashiv that gets the bracha of bar per agafen. So the Mishnah says, "Maishna yayin." So what's the chashivus of yayin? So the Gemara says, "Ilay mishum dishtani li yu loishtani the bracha," because it changed. So maybe since it changed from a grape to wine, that it gets a chash of a bracha, but we don't always see that. Vayishemen d'shtani l'yuloyishtani l'bracha. Right? When you take an olive and you make it into oil, so it doesn't get a new bracha, it goes from bori per eitz to bori per eitz. So just because something is nishtana l'yiluya doesn't mean that it's nishtana the bracha. So the verse says no, because there's no other way out. Why? Hechi nevarch. Nevarch bar pri hazayis. What are you going to make? The oil. Bori pri hazayis, this is the pri of the zayis. But peir gufa zayis ikri. The peir itself is called a zayis. Right, so Rashi says, zayis ikri v'havalei bori pri hapri. Shapri kor zayis ve'inzu bria shamayim. Ki bidei adam hu bria zu. Aval gabi gefen ha-gefen ya'eitz v'anovim heim pri ha-gafen. So there's the technical thing. Skip a little bit. So then the Gemara says that the godless of wine is Elechamri Isbe Tarti, the first wide line. The end of that line. Chamri Isbe Tarti Said Umisamach. That wine has two qualifications that warranted the bracha. It's Said, it satiates you, and Mesamach. So therefore, that's why it warrants a special bracha. It's Said and Mesamach. Those are the two qualities that wine has, that it ups a notch from Borek Pereitz. So the question that's asked is that, who says you can make a bori pri eitz on grape juice? A bori pri agafen, rather. On grape juice, it's not mesamach. It's not mesamach. Mesamach, Rabosai, means alcohol or kanta. Yeah, intoxicating. In other words, I happen to like seltzer, but that's not called mesamach. You know, I like a lot of things, but they're not. Samach is a special thing, you know. So, and it's interesting, Rabbi Ben Skaidel always likes to point out to me, what we'll see in the packet, that the Sefer Achinuch writes, the reason why we use wine for Kiddush is because of this Masamach aspect. So first of all, who says you could use grape juice for Kiddush? And who says you make a bar pi agafen on grape juice? But l'chora, it seems from this Gemara that sochet adam eshkol shalanonim v'omer of kiddush hayom. So maybe one could say than in a Hanami. Maybe it's only Chamar Medina. Maybe in a Hanami. Maybe you could say Kiddush Hayom. Maybe it's not. Maybe in a Hanami. It's not Borei Pri HaGafen. We assume, you see, most poskim hold the Chamar Medina you only use for the Kiddush in the daytime. But there are shitas that say even at night, which is not the general thing that we normally assume. We normally assume that at night you need either wine, and if you don't have wine, you make Kiddush on challah, on pas. But here, it says, Socher Adam Eshkol Shalom Novim, and Pashas is, it's not Mesamach. So what's the svara? Why are we allowed to make Kiddush on it? Like Rabbi Skardel asked, and Bechlau, who says you should make a Borei Pri HaGafen on grape juice? You know, I always like to point out that that Rabbi Chalap always likes to say that in the old days, one of the big divides, you should have a Refuah Shleima, by the way, one of the big divides between Orthodoxy and conservative, where conservative Jews would make Kiddush on grape juice and Orthodox Jews would not.
Yeah.
Right. But this is a thing. So but on the other hand, what's the problem? This is grape juice. It's a Gemara. So what do we have against people who are making Kiddush on grape juice? Socher Adam Eshkol Shalom Adiv and Vomer Alav Kiddush Hayom. So the answer is, we're going to see, is the following, that the idea, and we'll see the different poskim that discuss this, is that grape juice has a potential to ferment. In other words, even though you just was soaked it yesterday, so it's not fermenting yet, it takes time. But the potential that it could ferment gives it all these qualities. Oh, that's going to be the whole question. Right. So, the regular, the must of my friends in Williamsburg who have the must and with the grape juice of that the whole Welt is having these days. So it's like this. So can all the mashkel shalom of him is not a kasha, because we're going to see it's roy to ferment. So anything that's roy to ferment, we could make a bar pir goffin and we could use for kiddush. And the pashas is what the gemara says. So can all the mashkel shalom of him v'ol merolav kiddush hayom. It doesn't mean midin chamar medina. It means midin yayin mamish. And this is considered Yayin Mamish, and you can make a Borei Pri HaGafen, and you can make Kiddush, and even if you hold that Kiddush Balayla, you can't use Chamar Medina, this Pashas is talking about Kiddush Halayla. That's the Iker Kiddush. Kiddush Hayom is the Kiddush Halayla. The only question is, that Rabbi Alter just raised, is what about today's grape juice? Maybe today's grape juice is pasteurized, and then maybe it's not Roy to ferment, and then maybe you shouldn't be making a Borei Pri HaGafen, and maybe you shouldn't be using it for Kiddush. And it became the Tzelmer, right? He's the one who put his shtempel, the original one, that it's kosher, the Kiddush or the Dalakosis, right? It says it on the, so state on the bottle. So, and Ramosha permitted it also. So that became, but as we're going to see, not everyone accepted it. And I'm still.
The
Rav Soloveitchik saying,
the
whole thing about the Rav. Yeah,
he spoke with the Rav.
Yeah, it's not so. It's not it's today. This is Makubal. Certain things became Makubal. And then, sometimes you ask why did it become a kubal, but it became, this is not the divide anymore between orthodoxy and conservative. The other issues, but this is not what, this is not, it's interesting, different generations I was discussing with Dr. Willick, you know, different generations, different things with the hot button issues of that, you know, people were fighting about this thing, they were fighting about that thing, and then 20 years later, there's a new fight. And they, and in different circles, it's interesting, like in the Hasidic world, they're arguing about the Arizona wheat, you know, which wheat to use for matzahs. In the modern Orthodox world, you never heard of that, about this. That's not what they're arguing on. That's not the issues in the modern Orthodoxy, whether they use the Arizona wheat or the other type of wheat. It's how they're different made. It's a whole, we'll talk about it later, but it's a whole, that was like a whole big fight. You know, so if you look in the Vayan Yosef, this is Rav Goodman, his Masada Kedusha. This is the Puparov. The Puparov is also similar to the Kloisenberger, right? That his family was killed out, and then he came and he remarried and started a whole new family. He was one of the Gedolei Hador, the Puparov. In fact, you know, when the Satmar Rebbe sent his shlichus to Rav Moshe to try to get him to, I don't know, retract or whatever you wanted to say on the artificial insemination heter. So he sent three rabbanim. So the Vayan Yosef was one of them, and Rav Moshe Bick was the other one, and Rav Lebovich was the three rabbanim that he sent to try to get Rav Moshe to, you know, whatever. That's a separate discussion. So here there's a tshuva here in Kuf Yud Aleph on page 4 to Rav Shlomo Zalman Friedman. You know who Rav Shlomo Zalman Friedman was? Rav Shlomo Zalman Friedman was the Penkerov. Who's the current Penkerov? Is Rav Chaim Elazar Friedman, Rav Moshe Bick's son-in-law. Is the Penkerov in Borough Park. And his father was Rav Shlomo Zalman Friedman, the Tenkerov. So he has a tshuva to him. Chag Kosher v'Sameach, l'chod Yedidi ha'meforsam, Shlomo Zalman Friedman. Al dvar ha'sheila b'in b'rkas b'orim b'yagrafim b'grape juice. He says, Hinei gamani shamadi mefakbukim machmas shehu mevushal. Like what Rabbi also said, it's pasteurized. Rak b'yayin mevushal mevur shemvorchim b'or p'yagrafim, mashenki b'ma shalobol l'chlal yayin. Had the Omar, had the Mavur Begemara, Sochet Odom Eshkol Anovim, Omar Lov Kiddush Hayom, Hainu Bishu Shah Royal Yosiaim. But Shainkin, Hai Tirush, Shahu Mavushal, Ain Royal Yosod Yaim. Kach Shamati Tama Mafakwakim, Kishalti, Esbal Mischar Hayan, Vamash Hu Tos, Hu Batma Osa, Mea Grape Juice, Yain Kishachosolo, Shain Mavushal Kalkok Solo Ye. So he claims that it could still become ferment. So this is the big.
They're filling up all the yields lines.
Right. So this is the big.
He said he asked the.
He said, yeah. He said. He said,
yes.
The
fact. He says, you know, he'll retard the. It's going to retard the fermentation, not ferment. If you let it sit overnight, so what does that mean? So that's got the potential to be
wise.
So, there you go.
Right. So that was what. So that's what some are, you know, are relying on. Now it still could be, as we're going to see in post-kim, it still be that this is not, you know, you see. We'll see. In other words, it could be it's maybe lechatchila, but it's. I think the poskim write there's a lashon of lechatchila, and there's a lashon of mitzvah min hamufchar. That we have to say. So it could be this svara seems to be lechatchila that it's okay to socher adam eshkol shalav avim, but it still might not be mitzvah min hamufchar. We'll see in poskim because mitzvah min hamufchar bepashtus is that it should be meshakir right now when you're. You know, it should have some ability of to intoxicate right now. So the famous tshuva about this is in the Knesset HaGdolah. The Shailus and Tshuva's Knesset HaGdolah, Rav Chaim ben Venisti. You know, there are certain famous Sephardic names. So, I come from a Sephardic family from my mother's side. So, you know, like when I was growing up, there were people coming in the house, Abulafias, and you know, were coming in the house, you know, all different initial, you know, real Sephardic names, Sephardic personalities, and etc. So he has the first tshuva on this topic is the first tshuva in the Sefer of the Knesset HaGdolah. And he speaks on this topic. He says, Sha'altim, page 6. Sha'altim akshav shagozer ha-melech v'hevyer kol b'chol machuso shelo yimtza yayim mikol v'chol u'mishi yimtza b'veso b'shuso afilu tipas yayin yis'avid u'beisei yitshem. So he says that the king is making a gzeira, but there shouldn't be, you know, real prohibition, right? It shouldn't be any wine.
A Muslim thing.
Ech yasu al kiddush val avdolah. Sheshamatim sheyesh misha hore liskot eshkol shalalovim lekadve shalalovim. He tell liskot also be a mashabes atzmo. There was somebody who even said you can do it on Shabbos itself. If hore kedin or lo. So that was the question. In other words, so you won't have wine, so you'll rely on this. And there were some who permitted it even to do on Shabbos itself to be soaking. So was he right or not? That was the question. Shuva lischot eshkol shal avon al kach lo havdei lo huvadai lo tzricha rabba vadai yayin mikri. He said to be soaking eshkol shal anovim to make kiddush or avdala is yayin yochal kaddish. But that part, ta'ah b'pshitus. Even in Perushas Nemru, he remembered in Perek Chavis, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Meshmul, Sochad Adam, and Eshkol Shalom, Novim. He says, Vuch mihachin al miyontif, v'lo b'shabbos, afilu betray Perushay, achrini, b'member zu, m'sukma, afilu b'shabbos, ha'yna dafka, l'gdeira, she'ish ba'ochal. As if you can say it's Shabbos only if you squeeze it into an ochel, then it's going from an ochel, from ochel to ochel. Avalei mashka abal ochel, avalei ka'ara. But to put it in a plate, in the cup, she'ein ba ochel, avalei mashka abal mashka osur. So that's for sure going to be osur. But he says that you have no problem.
Problem that it's a liquid going
to
a
liquid,
I mean, can you squeeze the lemon
into your tea? Also not. Into a solid. So then it's going from an ochel to an ochel. And then he goes into different things. But he says that this is considered Yain Gomor. And you can make Kiddush and Avdolah. Oh, so that, so what's, so then he continues and he says that you're going to be Chayiv Achatas if you do this on Shabbos. V'yiris, take with the line that begins V'yiris. V'yiris shetamah shekosu perek mocha peris omer. Right, that's, you see, that's what one could have misinterpreted. In other words, even though it's just freshly squeezed wine, that's the chiddush, that it didn't tax, you know, it didn't ferment yet.
Right, so Haf Moshe Hoda Hora Hamora Afilu Bechol Lischor Anovim Lakadish Olav Lahavdil Olav Okivin Yofer Dekevet Dakol Hitilu Cherim Shalimtze Bebayis Yehudi Shum Yayin El Yishpichu Biyan Afatirish Bechal Acherim. He says, so then this should be in, but then this should be a violation of the cherim, right? This is, you're not allowed to have yayin in your house, and then you know this should be included. We should not have a yayin also be tirosh. You know, there was tirosh, freshly squeezed grape juice. Because the mashma must be in the nedarim, not have a yayin water be yayin tapuchim. The einu matir will be yayin tapuchim. Nothing to tirosh also. If no dim in a yayin, then you could have yayin tapuchim, apple juice, so apple cider or whatever, but not. For Tosef the Tanya, no dim in a tirosh mutar b'yayin mashma, no dim in a yayin also b'tirosh. V'chei matzaz in a maril, b'likut of droshus. So therefore, there's a problem. So what do you do then? So therefore, this is not going to be an eitzah because they can put you in jail or whatever. You know, for have.
Freshly squeezed
Arab Shabbos. Yeah, Arab Shabbos, but I'm saying from the whole Kamedina. Not to.
Oh, they
checked that too. Yeah. So then he says maybe you do it with raisins. Atikon Anirlan Ainsadak the Yiknu Tsimukim. Okay, so that's Yain Tzimukim is a whole discussion. Because Pshita, three lines from the bottom, no der atzmo men yain, men yain muta bemei tzimukim menikor Shirvit, Aval Pishanikra Yain Linin Abraham, Rorachabor Abraham, Shem the Shapir Mikri Yain Kadish Shalom Hammer Malyahu, for Hilchas Kiddush, page 7. Amanu Midvar Shnei Dvar Echad, Nikra Yain Linin Barachas Borke Abraham, Shainu Nikra Yain Linin Noda Ben Yain, she also be Yain Tzimukim, and the Omer Davim Nomer that Noda Ben Yain also be made Tzimukim, third line on page 7. The Dinan Dinan Einu Nichnas Bechal Acherim, the Umda Namuchach Tuva Shemolitila Kal Acherim, but certain things the Malchus wasn't makpid. So he says that wasn't what the Malchus came with the Malchus Makpid al Yain Kazeh. Shimim to Shimodim Yain Kazeh is Chayves Rosho. But not. But not in Yain Tzimukim. That was not what they had their kapeda on. So that's time for the question of the government. But then he says another point. So that's maybe good for the government. But then he says the following, that there was another thing that they had. To keep going further down, the first word online is Vahave Yodeya. Shaviyosi Asuk Bezed Diktakti Al Shivisha Nogim Lasas Beshuk Limkor Yimei Hakayit Shaina Roy Lakadish Alav Shaina Omim Lom Bekosabra Al Shakol. There's something that is manufactured that really is a shahakol. Indian who should dorkim anovim, they would take grapes
They would put something in the grape, some offer lovan. This would keep the sweetness. It'll stay a nice, the tam won't get diluted. It would stop the fermentation. So there was something in there. What is this offer alavan? There was something that was put in that would stop fermentation, and it would keep the sweetness of the wine. That's why, you know, the sweetness. Wanted to keep it sweet, so they put this offer alavan in. But he says, what does it sound like?
It sounds like lead power, but it better not be.
But lead power.
Maybe here he's talking about raisin juice. He's calling it sherbet.
What do you say, Rav Katan?
He's talking about raisin juice, not grape juice.
Well, raisin juice was the other thing, but now he's talking about real wine. In other words, raisin juice was what he suggested that you should use that for Kiddush, because that's still wine, but it won't be under the Isser of the government, of the Malchus. But he's saying this, but he says, Agav, there's something else that they produce from Anovim, but then he says, really, could have been wine, but since you put this Ofer Lovan in, then, and it doesn't ferment, so then it's a shahakol, and you can't make kiddush on it.
He's calling it sherbet.
Yeah.
And that sherbet was defined to be raisin juice in the previous page.
What was it, Rabbi Katan?
It's called sherbet.
Sherbet.
That's what it, yeah. And the previous page, on page 6, 3 lines from the bottom,
yeah.
He say, Bemetzi mukin hanikra sherbet.
Okay, so, but either way, he considers that wine lulei that they put in the offer lovan. And what is it, Rav Katan? What do you think the offer lovan was?
I have no idea. There is such a thing. I know. I don't recall what it's called, but I know there is something. I make mint for Pesach.
You make what mint?
Pardon me.
What did you say? You make mint for Pesach?
Med. Hops. But it's using for regular fermentation, and one can stop fermentation. There is something out there that you can add to a liquid that is fermenting, and will just stop the fermentation.
Right, and it will keep the sweetness of the thing.
Right. It won't have any effect on the quality of the drink.
Right, so that was the question. Like Rav Henkin, Rav Shachter pointed out, Rav Henkin was the first one who was questioning using the grape juice, as Rav Shachter pointed out, based on this tshuva. That because you see that once fermentation, this is the Knesset Gedolah says that whole Gemara is referring to when it could still potentially ferment, and that's why. And again. It's wine. Again, as I tell you, we're going to see in the postgame, it might not be mitzvah mena mufkar, but the question is, today's pasteurized grape juice, is that to be compared, that's what the question Rav Henkin raised, is that to be compared to this tshuva of the Knesset HaGdol or not? And that was the... So those that's what the Puparov said. He asked he spoke to the Tenkerov, and one of them asked the manufacturer. But I'm still not convinced. Like, how long would it take? If if I would keep a bottle of grape juice and, you know, I don't know, leave it for 10 years in the basement, would it, how long would it take that it would, I mean, in other words, it's mustaber that if it's not omid lakach, even some relatively,
it was right.
So then the question is, so is it really proper what the oilam does to have the grape juice for, you know, or not? So that we're going to see. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue this packet. We thank Rabbi Tavis for helping us here today. We thank you all. Let me say hello to Mr. Merzel and Moshe Dechter and Benny Lewis and Rav Avram Levitt and Ari Scheinson and Noam. Who are you, Noam? And Harry Meister?
Sorry, Noam Davidowitz.
Noam Davidowitz? Okay. Sure. And Rav Yosef Katan and Rabbi Alter, and Rabbi Talbis, and Rabbi Metzger, and Rav Harari. We thank you all for coming, and we hope to see you tomorrow, Bez Hashem.
Rabbi, and tomorrow, what Zoom link are you using? This one, or?
The same Zoom link?
The old one.
We're going to use the old one.
Make sure I can access it.
We're going to try to use the old one. Rabbi Talbis will send out to the people. Is everyone on a WhatsApp group, or? Do we have a way of?
Not on WhatsApp.
Oh, so
if you send me, if you send
Rabbi
me
Brazel,
number,
can you send Rav Avram Levitt your contact information?
Right.
Okay, but I am not on WhatsApp.
Yeah, so we...
you don't have one yet?
No.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So
we'll
maybe your email address that Rav Avram Levitt...
If you send me your email, I could forward you the Zoom link for tomorrow.
So complicated, I guess I'll just... Okay.